Sun Times today, the City Council Finance Committee was poised to force the mayor to stop issuing $35 tickets for going 6 miles an hour over the speed limit in Chicago when Chairman Scott Wagesback abruptly called a recess. He said, "We have to halt the voting." He actually called on Mike Pence to overturn the cameras. Just kidding about that last part. Alderman Anthony Beal has been a champion of this more liberal interpretation or use of the cameras, and he joins us on WGN. Mm-hmm. Alderman, welcome back.
Hello, how you doing?
What the heck happened?
A whole lot of things happened. Well, we, when you look at everything that happened over the past year, I've been trying to discharge this item out of committee, and I've been trying to get a hearing, and I've been trying to, you know, just go through the normal process that our legislative body has agreed to. And, you know, the mayor is stonewalling it. Alderman Wagesback is stonewalling it. And, you know, they don't want they don't even want it to come to a vote in the city council. And
well,
so
this reporting in the paper is that it looked as though you had enough votes to, at least in committee, overturn this. The mayor was going to lose. And seeing that, that's when Wagesback, I didn't know you could suddenly halt the voting, but he said, we have to delay this till next week. And in the paper, it says you're now going to get on the phone and this weekend work the other aldermen to make sure the votes come in your favor. Do you have the votes or not?
Well, we're working the phones. I'm diligently working as of early this morning, and I'm calling my colleagues and, you know, trying to get them to understand everything that's going on. So I'm excited about it, and, you know, it's been over a year fighting this issue, and hopefully we can at least get it called for a vote. If it, you know, if the mayor is opposed to it and, you know, she convinces the people to vote it down, vote it down. But don't try to silence the people to where the item can't even be heard. That's what you call dictatorship and not a democracy.
So this is in the committee, though. This is the finance committee that we were talking about where the voting got halted, right?
That's correct.
So even if it did pass the finance committee, how do you think the city council generally would react to this?
Well, knowing that they're trying to kill it in committee, I'm confident that if we brought it to the full city council that we would get a favorable vote. And so that's why the heavy attempt is to not let it be heard and to try to kill it and keep it in committee. And so,
To Alderman Wagesback, and so far he's unable to join us. You know, the timing is interesting, though. We've had a number of incidents of people running into bicycles on their cars. A couple of kids have died. Mm-hmm. It's just awful what's been going on out there. The roads of Chicago are very complicated with cars, with buses, with bicycles, with scooters, with divvy. I mean, it's a very sort of complicated place.
Mm-hmm.
What do you say about that, Alderman? Maybe it is prudent to put a pause on this idea. That is, keep the cameras enforcing the speed limit at 6 miles an hour so as to try and ensure that people continue to go slow.
Well, I would say, how's that been working for us over the past 2 years? It hasn't been working for us at all. But what has been working is it has generated over $90 million of revenue, $30 million in just the past year alone. And so, I mean, the past 6 months. And so when you look at the amount of money that has been generated, and the department cannot tell me one accident, one fatality around any of the 175 speed cameras in the city of Chicago. So it's not curbing people's behavior. You know we have a traffic problem, but what we need to do is look at it from another approach. But this is a money grab point blank. It has nothing to do with public safety. Yes, people are driving, faster than what they need to, and people are driving reckless. But where they're doing it the most, these speed cameras are not there. They're strategically placed to generate the maximum amount of revenue for the city of Chicago.
I think our newsroom said 1,000 tickets
a day.
A day. That's hard to believe. And this is, make sure I understand, Alderman. So if you're going 6 miles an hour to 9 miles an hour over the posted speed limit, you get a $35 ticket, correct?
That is correct.
Yeah. And you want it to go up to 10 miles an hour over the speed limit before you get that?
I want to put it back to where it was before this administration did just moved it unilaterally without city council approval. They did it administratively. They changed it from 11 down to 6 without city council having any input. It was done because
Understood.
The
Okay. Understood, Alderman. We're out of time, but so the next vote, the next opportunity is Tuesday?
It will be Tuesday, and I encourage everybody to call their alderman and ask them to vote for this, because this is real relief for the city of Chicago.
Alderman Anthony Beal. Thank you, Alderman.
Thank you.